Welcome to the month of Thanksgiving and all things spooky. Don't forget about the Images Thanksgiving Studio Tour this Friday to Monday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. This year, for the 40th anniversary, Images didn't print a million expensive flyers but instead opted for a rack card with a QR code to its website where all the information is residing. Images also printed a bunch of inserts for Aurelia today, but you can imagine what happened there. They are still available here and there around town, including at Peter Street Fine Arts and Gallery, and there is a map and more information available in those. For all the information and a plan of where to go, click here. I should mention, this year there are just two stops in Aurelia: Marlene Beulah's at 197 West St. N, and Xavier Fernandez at 145 Borland Street E. Make sure to hit up these Aurelia outliers before heading out to Oro Medonte for the rest of the tour. Marlene's colorful bright paintings are gorgeous, and Xavier's wood-turned bowls, wine bottle stoppers, and beautiful wood and metal side tables are hard to pass up. On Thursday, October 5, don't miss Dwayne Gretzky at the Aurelia Opera House. There are just a few tickets left, and you can get yours here. Of course, next weekend, October 13-15, is the Aurelia Jazz Festival, and if you want to hear great jazz, Aurelia is the place to be. Holly Cole will be at the Aurelia Opera House Friday night. Saturday night, Lance Anderson and Friends will release a new album, and lucky ticket holders will be able to hear it first, at the Aurelia Opera House. Lance's shows are always mind-blowing, and for sure this one will be no exception. Don't miss it. Sunday afternoon, join Brassworks and an all-star band of Aurelia's best high school musicians. You will be blown away by the talent of this group and these young musicians. Aurelia Jazz Fest 2023 will be truly a very special event. Don't miss out on this amazing weekend of shows. Tickets for all of these events available through www.artsaurelia.ca or www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Also, don't forget about the Jazz Crawl, all weekend long at select downtown locations. Go to www.artsaurelia.ca for details. And, once again, if you are planning on going, get your tickets now. Don't wait until the last minute. Please. The Aurelia Museum of Art and History is bringing its spooky strolls back this year, with a family-friendly version to boot. Spooky strolls are a variation of a tour of Aurelia, with spooky stories thrown in. The family-friendly version, with nothing too scary at all, is October 17 at 5 and 6 p.m. and the scarier version for ages 12 and up, is at 7 and 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October 17 and 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 31. The tour is about an hour in length. Last year, the tour sold out, so, see note above. You can book your slot here. Don't forget about Trunk or Treat, coming up at the end of October. Organizer Derek Lehman is still looking for trunkers, so he can release more tickets for treaters. Check out all the details at www.thebigevent.ca. Also, don't forget, Tommy Youngstein is coming to Aurelia and performing a tribute to Fleetwood Mac's Rumours album October 13 at St. Paul's Center. The band features members and alumni from Juno-winning bands, Stars, The Sam Roberts Band, The Arkells, The Trues, July Talk, Lowest of the Low and Serena Ryder Band. So it is very, very good. For tickets to this excellent show, go here. There is lots more going on in October, and you can read all about it next week right here. Have a great week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.